You want to say hi first? I didn't even cover that. Go ahead, David.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to say happy Tuesday and hope everybody's having an awesome day. Today, me and Tari, what we've been talking about, and I think it's going to relate to quite a few people that we've both been talking to recently, is how your food and being healthy, like what you eat, what you drink, what you put in your body, physical exercise, how all of that will tie in with being successful with your business and being in the right state of mind. Tari, what do you think is, for you personally, what do you think is the most important part of being healthy or staying healthy that helps you with your business, I guess?
Well, you and I,
what do you think?
Health and wellness. And I'm going to tell you, I think eating and exercise, my food, if I eat like crap, although I would love to have a big Danish or a big donut in the morning for me, but I don't because then I'm be moving like a slug, okay? You know what I mean? And exercise. But it puts me in a great mindset, you know? And I talk to so many people about health and wellness and being being a spiritual entrepreneur. And spiritual doesn't mean religious. We've talked about that. But I think if I'm going to be talking to somebody about being a business entrepreneur or being an entrepreneur and taking care of themselves, I better be the change that they're trying to make within themselves. That's my own thought. What do you think? Because I know that.
Definitely. I think, for one, you have to be able to help yourself before you can help others, because you have to be in a position to be able to help others. And by experience, it gives you an insight into what you're talking about with people. So I think, taking care of yourself through exercise and eating right. And I struggle with the eating right, but I don't know. Recently I've had to I've had to eat right because I had pancreatitis and was hospitalized and all that. I know you know, Tari, but so they put me on a special diet and all this stuff. And it's crazy because I actually – one of the things that I've changed is is the water that I drink. And that's actually, I don't sell water particularly, but I do sell the machine that manufactures a special kind of water. And every time my pancreas starts hurting, I drink some of that water and it's been going away. Before, I just would freak out. And that's actually, I think, one of the reasons why I went to the hospital, because it just got worse and worse. And then I just started drinking the water. It was actually Crystal's idea. She's like, babe, you need to drink that water, you know, when it starts happening or like before it happens, to keep it from happening. And I've noticed, like, if I don't drink water for a while, my pancreas will start being inflamed. That's what pancreatitis is your pancreas being inflamed, you know? And it's caused, my pancreas is fine. They've done all the tests and all that, but it's caused from something else the specialist was telling me. So they don't know what the heck is wrong with it, you know? But hopefully sometime they'll find out. But I think like just that, since I've gone through that recently, I've noticed when I changed my diet, because I don't know, I'm Irish. I like my meat and potatoes, you know. I like vegetables, but I've always eaten meat, potatoes, cheese, you know. When I had to change the diet, and I was like almost physically forced to, because people die from what I had all the time, you know. It's a serious thing. But when I did, like the first week, I felt like absolute garbage. I'm not even gonna lie, you know. And but after that first week, after my body adjusted, I started thinking more clearly. I started being able to function better, and I felt better, you know, about myself. I actually, believe it or not, and my fiance got super – well, she gets mad because whenever I change something, like I'm able to lose, like, say I put on, like, 15 pounds, I'll stop eating potato chips and I'll lose the 15 pounds, you know, in a week. And she's like, I hate that. I wish I could lose weight that quick, you know? Yeah, but so that's what kind of happened when I changed my diet too, you know? But yeah, basically, I mean, your body's a machine, and it kind of ties in. I guess I realized that when I first started meditating, you know, you realize that your body is the machine that you function throughout your life in, you know, and how you take care of your machine. You do your oil changes, like on your car, you know, you do fasting or whatever it is, you know, like cleansings or whatever with your body. Your body is a machine that will function better if you take good care of it. And that helped me realize more that I thought I was eating healthier and that I needed to change some of the crud that I was putting in my body. But yeah, your body's a vehicle, and if you have it well tuned, then you're going to function better. Like your thinking, like everything, you know? And that's, I started noticing that, like, I stopped getting as many clouded thoughts or like times when I would be like grasping for certain words or whatever. Like once I changed the water, but then when I changed the food, you know, it helped even more. And I think a lot of it has to do with your pH levels too. So like if you're eating stuff that's super acidic and you're drinking soda and energy drinks and all this other stuff, you're putting it in your body that's super acidic, your pH level will drop, and that's what causes disease within your body, like acid reflux, and you know, there's all kinds of stuff that I actually have a whole list because it has to do with my business. It's crazy what can happen from putting bad things into your body, and that's on a greater scale, you know. Some of the things are. But just being able to function properly, like I think the biggest thing for me is thinking clearly and being able to not have to like forget things as often, or you know, I think it also helps with my own self-discipline. Because when I'm functioning better, it's easier for me to hold myself accountable to things that are in my business that maybe, you know, there's always something you don't want to do, or like some days you're like, can't I just not do this, you know? But you push on anyway, yes. You know? And I think that's super important. But yeah, the eating and all that, like exercise, sometimes, you know, you don't want to go to the gym or you don't want to do this or that. And I mean, I'm guilty of it every once in a while, and you know, but as long as you're working on it and you're progressing with your discipline, and that includes like how you're eating, how you're drinking, you know, I think that it all kind of ties in together. You know, if you're meditating every day, reading a book every day, if you're working on social media, getting your posts up every day, and reaching out to people and networking, doing those things every day, you know, being disciplined in those, I think it all ties in with what you're eating and drinking. It helps you to feel better. You can communicate better when you're talking to somebody. You don't sound like, you know, like, I don't know, like a complete idiot. You know, I find myself, every once in a while, like if I'm in a bad place, what I do now is, you know, I won't talk for a little bit, or I'll say very little, and then I'll get myself in the right state of mind. And what helps with that is the right food, water, you know, and maybe, you know, pick up a book and change my mindset, you know, a little bit. So what do you think? Do you think I think I hit on a lot of the key points and how I feel that a lot of it ties together. But do you have, I know you can expand on that, you know, so.
Well, thank you, Stephen. You're so funny. But, yeah, you're right. You gave a lot of good talk right there. Any funny? Those who are listening now or later, I love him. He's a character. His mom's wonderful, too. I love her. And grandma, too. So, and we got to give a big old hug to Patrick, right? It's all good. Thank you. You're right about that. So people think when you get older, but you're 31, right? And you're feeling like this. And I'm in my 40s, and I feel great. But I'm going to tell you this. This is really important. you have pancreatitis at 31. And I just got off the phone with them, someone, been a client of mine, and he was in the hospital, and they were running tests on him because he thought he had a pancreatic cancer. And he says when it gets to this point where they're thinking that, then it's usually too late. And he's right. He doesn't. But he said, I got to tell you, he said, I pushed myself trying to be a perfectionist with working, with what my business, with my daughters. And he said, sometimes you've got to take time to enjoy your life and let the stress go. And I think stress is a big factor in taking care of your body, right? Because the body will never lie. We lie, right? And that our body never does. It always tells us the truth. And so good eating is key. And I know you do the Enagic water, which is, and that makes your body more less acidic and more alkaline. And I can't remember his name now, but he won a Nobel Prize proving that that will keep cancer away and illnesses away when your body's more alkaline. So I respect that. What you're saying.
Yep.
And and I know that myself, I went through a health challenge a few years ago, and I got on a good nutrition program. I use Herbalife. I have since on and off since I was 18. I love it. And then I also, I appreciate your water, and that's something that I've used some of their products too. But the other thing that I really, really, really enjoy using the exercise and the diet and then doing the personal development, like you're saying, reading or listening to a book. And, on Audible or on YouTube, you can go to a lot of things like that. But what I did when I started with that, and they said I was going to lose my kidneys or be on or possibly be on a dialysis if things didn't improve because I got extremely sick. And I started working out and running, and that was back in 2012, I believe. And I went to the doctor to check in, right? He was checking it all out. He goes, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, it's working. And so bringing it up a couple of years.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was amazing, right?
Yeah.
Bringing it up in 2013, I ran my first half marathon, and I did well. I finished middle of the road, and I had never ran before. I love to run now. And but what happened is when they did the test, the doctor said, there is no, your kidneys are perfect. There's nothing wrong. And he said, I don't know what you're doing. And I told him, he says, well, you better keep on doing it. And so I did, never lost my kidneys, never did anything, but I'm super healthy. I'm so grateful for that. But, and because of that, it led me into work that I do, life and spiritual coaching. Also, I'm into health and nutrition, just like you are. And I know that you do the health and the coaching yourself with some of your folks that you're working with in Enagic, and also in other things that you do because you're a marketing specialist. You and your mom both are. And I appreciate that. But taking care of your body. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Oh, Go ahead. I was just going to add in, I'm lucky to have my mom with the marketing because she has like 30-something years of experience and she's always coming up with good ideas, So I wanted to add that in there because I know sometimes I it's not that I forget. I just don't always bring her up. But, yeah, she's a great partner and she's doing really good. So I wanted to bring that up because I know she's going to listen later. Or now. I don't know if she's on right now. But she said I don't know if she knows we changed it to 4:30. I didn't tell her.
That's okay. I think I did because I was talking to her earlier. But yes, your mother. And those you want to know about Steve's mom, I'm going to tell you this. His mother, I saw a picture of him and his mom and a few other people in a picture. And his mother looked like his sister. Not that you look old because you look your age. I was like, Lazarus.
That's what I was going to say. Dang, Tree.
Yes, she's a fucking mother. You guys look related. You can definitely tell their family resemblance. But she looks, she looks like your sister.
Yeah.
And she's so, and so she sent me a picture the other day. I was like, wow. Anyway, but she's absolutely beautiful. And, the whole family is. And grandma is. Grandma doesn't look great. So whatever you guys are doing, it's working. I know you guys are using the water, and I appreciate that. And it looks like it's working. And then you're doing what you love. You love working for yourself, and your mom does. I know that she gets her juice from doing that too as well. And that's important. But it's hard to pick up your body and walk around if you feel like crap because you're not exercising or you feel bad about what you ate or how you're taking care of yourself, because your mind will play a game on your on you. Your thoughts will. And meditation is key with that too as well. You know, so.
And I think exercise is really key too, because exercise stimulates the dopamines in your brain. And it also lowers stress levels, you know, and working in exercise into your routine, I think, is extremely important, you know.
I
wanted to add that in there, you know, in case, you know, some people, they might have one key ingredient of the whole puzzle, you know, missing. And they're not going to operate at their highest level if they don't have all of the pieces, you know. And something like that, it helps you with your... You know, like we've talked about in the past, I mean, you need to work on your physical body, your spiritual body, and, you know, your mental state too, you know, your mental capacity and what you're learning. You know, you always need to be learning. That's key, you know.
You're right about that. And, you know, one thing that I've noticed is when I eat well and I eat properly, I have a ton of energy.
So,
I feel like...
I know you listen to audio. I know my mom does.
Yes.
Pick up a book anymore. But I'm a firm believer in picking up an actual book. And I know a lot of people are probably going to hate me for saying that, including you maybe. But I do think, like, actually picking up a book and reading the words in it, for me, I can tell a difference when I'm not reading every day and when I'm reading every day. My mind is just operating on a higher level, you know, being able to function and grasp words, that I'm looking for. And it just, I believe it helps me to operate at a higher level, you know? And you know, if you're good with audio or, you know, whatever, I encourage people to at least pick up a book every once in a while or do it for like a week or two and see if you can notice a difference, because I know I do. So
I want to comment to that. Okay, all right. So Stephen, you don't think I read a book? I'm reading one now. It's called If the Buddha Married. And I'm going to share this with you. I'm a life and spiritual person, super intuitive. And so I had a dream one night. It was a nightmare. And I saw this being say, read this book. I was like, huh, I got that workbook somewhere. And I looked familiar. I looked in my bookshelf, and it was there. And I got it years ago, but I've been reading it. It's very good. And you're right. Reading a book is important. But I also like being able to listen to it when I'm driving, because sometimes I'm taking 10 pounds of feathers in a 5-pound bag, and like we all do. But you're right.
Yeah.
There's something about written word is amazing. And so, you know, I made a deal that I was going to read at least one book a month. I mean, I listen to a lot of books a month, but I'll read one book a month. And so this is the one that I'm reading now. It's The Buddha Married. And it's so good. I was like, huh, I know why that being in my dream told me that. Because I really, you know, I want to have a great relationship, you know, and I do. But it's helped me bring aware. It makes me more aware of what I need to do. But can I tell you this, too? I know you're going to agree with this.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have these emotions. When you get correct nutrition, a good nutrition, exercise, and you're reading books and all that, not just one author, but several, I think it's better. You know what I mean? And you're meditating. And then you don't put it, you know, you don't put as much importance on the temporary emotions, right? You know, I get mad. You know, I get mad in traffic. So today I was much better because I'm meditating before I drive.
Oh, if you could see me, if you could see me right now, you'd be frustrated as hell, Tari. I'm in traffic hour in down, like near downtown LA. It's horrible. Coming back from LAX.
I bet. And your traffic is long and terrible there. You know, but I was in traffic today. I was actually talking to your mom and another person. And your mom goes, you're not bitching and moaning about the traffic? I go, no. I'm blowing everybody a kiss because I ate good. I had already exercised. Okay. and did my personal development. Isn't that good? So, anyway, I had my herbal. I know you're like, yeah, right, three. I did. So,
I believe you.
Well, I have a successful business, and I know those are keys right there, and I know you do as well. And and sometimes things happen that piss us off with our friends and our family and whatever. But you know, if you're taking care of yourself, it's like putting a plane, like in a plane, we want to take care of others, right? Our kids, or our distributors, or our clients. But it's important that we put the mask on ourselves before we try to help others, right? Don't you think?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I mean, if you're not in a good place within yourself, I just don't see how. I mean, you might be able to help people a little bit, but you're not going to be able to help them as much as you could if you were in a better place. You know. That's how I feel. You know. And I guess that was like a realization when I was like 21 or 22, because I used to try and help everybody.
Yeah.
Position. And I realized, you know what, I need to, once I stopped focusing on trying to help everybody, and I started like meditating and doing self-improvement and reading more books and all of that, and I realized, you know, I wasn't even in a place to help people, and all I was doing was hurting myself. And you don't want to hurt yourself because you're going out of your way to help others, you know. And at first I felt bad about it because I was like, oh, I know I can help them, but, you know, I knew at the same time it would probably hurt me. So I stopped doing that, and I started focusing on myself, and I really developed skills and a mindset that was – a lot better than before, and now I think it's paying off because I'm able to help more people, and I'm able to focus on, you know, what I need to focus on too, but I'm able to still help people without hurting myself or hurting where I'm at, you know, financially or physically or anything, you know. Yeah, being in a good place to help somebody is good as well. You know, I think people need to realize that, because you know how like people say, oh, he'd take his shirt off his back for anybody. You know, yeah, you can, but if you don't have another shirt at home, don't do it. You know, get another shirt at home,
right,
and then if you want to give somebody it, you know, take it off for the moment. It might be a temporary setback or whatever, you know, to help somebody, but it's not going to ruin you. You know. So.
No, you're right about that. That's very true, Stephen, and I agree with you, but you've got to take care of yourself. And, you know, my dad, my parents were really strong about that with me. But, you know, if you're trying to take care of projects or prospects, don't want to help themselves. They're usually a victim and want you to help them. And then if you're helping a prospect, right, a prospect in any form, in your personal life, in your business life or whatever, then you better be the prospect too. And my dad used to ask me that. He said, because I was in, I was doing sales and right after I finished school, he says, and I was like trying to get the business, right? He goes, is it a prospect or a project? I was like, okay, no, you're right, it's a project. Move on, you know. So, you know what I mean? Because they don't want help. They just want, you to be help them because they're a victim, and there's no victims here. But, you know, are you a project or a prospect to your business? Right? Are you a project or a prospect to your family, your friends? You know, that's something. So if you take care of yourself, you can be the best version of yourself. And that's not only in your body, but also in your heart and your mind. Don't you think? You know what I mean? And you attract more like-minded people like that, right? So I think.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's amazing. And I had the honor of meeting someone pretty recently, and he's just a great guy, and he said he's got cancer, and he's only got about 4 months to live. But I got to tell you, he says, let me tell you, when you got 4 months to live, before you go, as you call it, heavenland, you live the best you can. And he said, and you enjoy people and friends and family. And he goes, I'm not worried about making money. I have what I have. He said, but what I'm really enjoying is like making memories. And he said, and I'm taking care of myself. Whatever time I have left, I want to live it to the fullest. And we all want to do that, right? He just got a deadline about when he's transferring out of here, so to speak. But life forever. I want to take care of me, enjoy it till the end of this lifetime. And I know you do as well. So I know you do Enagic. I know you do marketing. I do Herbalife, but it's all health and wellness, whatever you choose to do. But that is super important, especially if you're talking about working out, becoming a trainer, or being a trainer. You better be the change you want to see in other people. I truly believe that, because people always know when you're lying, don't you think? What do you say about that? Do you think that they know when you're not telling the truth? I do. I want to hear what you think about that. Have you ever had that happen? Because I have, you know, and I don't get mad.
Yes.
Okay. You know.
Yep.
So,
and, I've had the wool pulled over my eyes a couple of times, too, like where I fell for it or whatever it is, you know. but you learn, and there's people like that, you know. But I believe in karma, and, you know, if it's, like, malicious or something, I think that, you know, I like to trust people, but I am not so trusting right away nowadays. I used to be, like, right away I'd give everybody, like, a lot of trust until they broke it, but now I only give so much until, you know, but I let my logical mind speak a little bit better to me, you know? So,
right.
I guess that's my point of view on it is, I can tell a little bit better now. I think now that I'm older. I think when I was young, I was just kind of naive, and I think now I'm able to see through some of the stuff. Well, I know I am a lot better, you know. But I guess that's how I feel about it is if people are doing stuff like that, then, you know, it's karma, or they're not going to get to where they want to go, you know. I mean, that's kind of how I feel about it.
You're right about that. So right about it, Stephen. So if you're taking, doing the personal development, like you just said a few minutes ago, it changes your mindset. Change your mindset, change your life, right? So if you're listening to Grant Cardone and being a victim or being a project for somebody, even your family, okay, right?
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we've all had projects in our family. You know, some of us had a couple. So, anyway, it would get better eventually, we hope, and most of the time it is. But when we have that kind of thing going on, right, where, you know, we're doing personal development and we're doing all these things, you cannot say, you can vibrate at a 10, which is the highest level, so to speak, or a 1, which is the lowest, but when you're doing these things consistently and being disciplined with yourself, I think that's hard to do, is be disciplined day in and day out, right? And
it is extremely hard.
Yeah, how do you make sure you keep yourself consistent and do the discipline? What is it, something that you do? I mean, for me, I write it down every morning,
think,
what I've got to do on the calendar, you know.
I think
what do you do?
Consistency comes from discipline, but
okay.
One of the best ways to stay disciplined is never to allow yourself to say, oh, yeah, well, I can do it later, or I can do it. You know, if you have a set schedule or a rigid routine that you like to follow and that has been working for you and has been helping you succeed and to reach goals step by step,
right.
I mean, when you do that, you have to realize, you know, if you give in to that voice that says, oh, I can do it tomorrow, or I can do it later, or, you know, gets you off track, then, for one, yeah, it's a lack of discipline. And there's a few things, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I do it, and I already know, because it sets you back, you know. It sets you back a couple steps with whatever it is that you're telling yourself, oh, I can do it later, or I can, you know, or, you know, today's just not a good day, or whatever it is, it sets you back big time, I think. And sometimes it's more than a couple steps, you know. Sometimes it can have an effect that you don't even realize it'll have. And I'm constantly working on my discipline, which helps, I believe without discipline, you can't have consistency, you know? And if you're all over the place
right.
with what you're doing, people will notice, you know? People will definitely
you're
notice.
Right.
And especially in, like, the network working or marketing or anything like that, social media, if you're running your business through social media, people are going to notice inconsistencies. They do. And what I've realized is sometimes you think people aren't paying attention, but there's people that you don't even realize are paying attention that are paying attention, you know, and they notice that kind of stuff. So staying consistent,
okay.
I think, is extremely key, you know.
Yeah, consistent and discipline is so key, and I agree with you on that, Stephen, more than ever, because I look at myself and I go, okay, I've got to do this, you know, because I get up and swim in the morning, right, and I do what I do and that kind of thing. But it has really helped me be more aware of who I am and how I'm perceiving myself. And if I'm perceiving myself this way and I'm not over-promising and under-delivering to anybody else, most of all, I need to do that with myself. So I try to honor my word with me and the discipline, because motivation will lead, right? But being disciplined
yep.
at, you know, 3:30 in the morning, I guess you tell me you get up to start work. 3:30 in the morning, you get up, and you have to be disciplined to do that. You have to take care of yourself, you know. And you have a few hiccups here with your health, but it looks like it's getting better, I know. And we're going to have to end the show. So you guys will be on next Tuesday. But we changed our time, so it's going to be 7:30 East Coast time. And Stephen's got a lot to share, and we've got to set up Instagram account, Stephen. I'll get that done by tomorrow. I promise you. I'm not over-promising and under-delivering, but I'll put that out there, and we can put some stuff on there. All right, everybody, take
Perfect.
Care and have a great nap. And it was a pleasure doing the show with you tonight. So, anyway,
yeah.
have a good night, okay,
Stephen?
Thank
you. All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everybody.